This is the Telstra AFL Trade Radio Podcast. Subscribe now on iTunes.
You're on the money with your first point on Cutler and Bonner. It wouldn't surprise me if one of those players ends up at the Bombers by the end of this trade period as that inside midfielder. Jury's out on them both, whether they're how good they can be at AFL level, but the Bombers are looking. It's just all about list positions, what happens with Danaher. If Danaher can get done or it's ruled out completely, they might look at trading a player out to get a big-bodied midfielder in by the end of the trade period.
Do you rate Bonner, Lordy?
I got to coach Aiden. He had two knee reconstructions, so he only got to play a handful of games for Haileybury College. But here's what Freddie just said. Inside, powerful player. So over 20 metres, he's as quick as they come. It's just his agility, spreading from stoppages defensively is his big area why he hasn't got too many games at GWS Giants. So gets exposed a little bit on the spread, but in tight, he's a really physical, strong player. Going forward, he can take a mark and kick goals as well. So I think he'd get a lot of opportunities at a club away from the powerful Giants, where he's up against Taranto, Hopper, yeah. Canelio, Toby Green.
And a couple of guys, yeah. Caldwell and Haitley, who could get a game.
Too. So yeah. He's best to get out of there, I would have thought.
Right. Yeah. What number, again, I know it's inexact science, but what number in this year's draft offerings is he worth?
Oh, in this show, well, he went around 11 or 12 in a stronger draft a number of years ago. So, yeah, I think he'd be around that now. He'd be up at that pick again if he was in the draft at this stage.
That high?
Yeah, I think compared to the players that are in this draft this year.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, yeah. So I think a club isn't going to give that in this draft. But I think if someone can get him in the 40s or something like that,
yeah,
he'd be a handy pick.
Handy picker, yeah. Just having a look at the Essendon, they've got 31 and 33, which might be too high. Yeah. Something will come back, you'd think, if other things flush out. But 57, there's next one, is probably too low.
Then. Yeah, but the Giants do need to. They're like Collingwood in a sense where they've got salary cap concerns all the time.
Yeah.
Not that Bonner would be costing them that much money, but they may need to turn the odd player around over this trade period as well.
Yeah, and they've also got Tom Green, don't they, to consider for this year's draft.